Good morning. Today is the 29th day of the Omer. If you haven't counted the Omer as yet, please do so during daylight hours. A friendly reminder, Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak, we're in Masechta Par, we're in the third parak. We are up to Mishnah Vav. In the first four or five Mishnayos that we've discussed in this parak, we've discussed the process of preparing the people and the places that the Parah Aduma was going to be offered. And one of the major overarching themes that we've talked about is the understanding that we've gone way, way beyond to make sure that anybody involved in the process will not become tummy, so that the process can be completed. After all, it was quite a rare process. We wanted to make sure it was done correct. V'kevesh hayu osim mehar habayis lehar hamishra. They would make a ramp that went from Har HaBayis, from the Temple Mount, to Har HaMishra, to the Har HaZitim. Kippin al gabe kippin, and it had arches on top of arches, with a kippa keneged ha'otem, with an arch on top of the support below. Mipnei kever atahom, because of a possibility of tumah coming from the depths. So in order to make sure that there were enough air pockets so that this wouldn't go ahead and create a problem for the Kohen and the Parah Aduma, so they set this up. In fact, the Gemara in Yuma, and for those of us studying the Daf Yomi, we just passed this a couple of weeks ago, about 10 days ago, the Gemara had pointed out that every single Parah Aduma, the Kohanim Gedolim would make a brand new ramp. They would make a brand new one, and each and every time. On that ramp, the Kohen and the Parah Aduma, the whole entourage would leave Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, to go to Har HaZitim, where they would go ahead and finish the procedure. What happened if the Parah did not want to leave? It didn't want to move, right? So in such a situation, ein motzien imash shchora, you didn't take a non-Parah Aduma, a black cow, along with it. Why? Because people were going to say, Shalom Yomru Shchor Shachatu. We were concerned that people were going to come around saying, oh, they took a red cow and a black cow. They shechted the black cow below Aduma and not the red cow. Then they also would not take another Parah Aduma. Shalom Yomru Shtayim Shachatu. We don't want people walking around following a rumor that they did two Parah Adumas. Now, Rabbi Yossi says that's ridiculous. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Mishum Zeh, that's not the real reason. The pasuk says, right? That you should take it. It usually means levada, by itself. And so therefore, that's the reason. In other words, what's the basis of this argument between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? It's not it has a practical ramification. What happens if another animal comes? Right? What about a donkey, right? Which is a non-kosher donkey. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, that would still present a problem because it would violate the rules of Levada. But according to the Tanakhama, nobody thinks that they were going to shecht a para, they were going to try to pass off donkey ash as Parah Aduma. The Zikne Yisrael hayu matimim b'raglem lahar mishka. The Zikne Yisrael would come first to the Har HaZitim, who based Tfilah HaYisham, and there was a place, there was a mikvah over there. And then they would take the Kohen, who was going to burn the Parah Aduma, they would be metame him on purpose. Why would they do such a crazy thing? Says the Gemara wasn't crazy, Mimnei Tzedukim. They were concerned about the Tzedukim. Shelo Yu Omrim B'morve Shemesh Haisanasas. That they would say that the Parah Aduma requires Hari Shemesh. We don't like people coming around and introducing neither their Chumras nor their Kulas that were not based in Torah law, and especially the Tzedukim who were in violation of Torah Shebal Peh. And so therefore, in that context, we used to do things to demonstrate that this is indeed the situation, so that we showed the primacy of keeping not just Torah Shebiksav, but Torah Shebal Peh. What happened next? We'll talk about that when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.